Another area where President Trump and his intelligence agencies don't see eye to eye, North Korea. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates said yesterday that current North Korean activities are, quote, inconsistent with full denuclearization. He also said North Korea is unlikely to ever give up its nuclear weapons because they're critical to the survival of Kim Jong-un's regime. Trump, by contrast, has made exaggerated claims about North Korean disarmament. So is there any reason to be optimistic? Joe Cerencione is president of the Plowshares Fund, a global security foundation in Washington. What does North Korea have in terms of nuclear weapons today?
Well, they tested a hydrogen bomb in the first year of the Trump administration, and shortly thereafter, they tested long-range ballistic missiles that could carry that device to just about any city in the United States. So they have a sophisticated, though small, nuclear arsenal, probably enough material for somewhere around 20 nuclear weapons and the missiles to deliver them, certainly in the region and probably to the United States.
What exactly has changed over the past year since the Trump administration began engaging with North Korea?
The prospects of war in the Korean Peninsula have tremendously decreased, and this is the major benefit. You remember in 2017, while they were doing this testing, Donald Trump was talking about fire and fury, comparing nuclear buttons. There was the increasing risk that we would go to war either intentionally or by blunder or miscalculation. That is no longer considered a serious possibility. There has not been a serious North Korean provocation in over 420 days. They haven't tested missiles of any kind. They haven't tested nuclear weapons anymore. The temperature has dropped dramatically. The opportunity for a deal that could lead to a lasting peace is there. Whether we're able to realize that opportunity is an open question.
As you know, we keep hearing from the White House and Trump that North Korea is denuclearizing.
No, it's not. They stopped testing, which is a very good step. Kimmon says this isn't just a pause. He says he stopped testing. He also said in his New Year's speech that he wasn't going to produce nuclear weapons anymore. Maybe, but all of this is unverified. So the purpose of an agreement would be to start putting in inspections, verification procedure, timelines, declarations of assets, you know, something that starts to look a lot more like the Iran deal than I think the Trump administration would like to admit. That is action for action, step by step. You do this, and then we will relax some sanctions. You do this, and we will sign a peace treaty. And in that iterative process, you start to overcome the decades of mistrust between all the parties involved.
So unverifiable claims from the White House. Joe Cerencione, how problematic do you find it that President Trump does not appear to accept the conclusions of his intelligence apparatus?
The president lives in his own world. He rejects the advice of our intelligence leaders, of our own allies. He seems to form his opinion based on a few leaders that he likes and Fox News. The president of the United States at this point has got to be considered a major security threat to the country. What he's doing and how he is doing it is so unpredictable, is so unstable, is so potentially dangerous. And remember, at any moment, the president and the president alone has unchecked ability to launch a nuclear weapon. At any time, for any reason, he can pick up the phone and order a nuclear strike. This is a situation that we have tolerated for years because we trusted the president of the United States to have good judgment. I would say that trust is no longer there.
So with the talk of a new Kim-Trump summit as soon as next month, maybe in Vietnam, what do you expect to come out of this summit and what needs to come out of it?
I am cautiously optimistic for several reasons. Kim Jong-un wants a breakthrough. He needs this summit to be a success. Trump needs a victory out of here. So he can't replay the vague declarations of the Singapore summit. It's got to be more substantive.
Joe Cerencione, president of the Plowshares Fund, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.